Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas. I want to talk to you real quick about idolatry. An idol is anything that you put your faith and trust in and pay attention to more than God. Your time is invested in this thing or this person. Your money is invested in this thing or this person. Your emotions are invested in this thing or this person more than God. God does not and cannot compete with anything or anyone. Why do we do that? Why do we trust in everything and everyone above or besides Jesus? It's very sad to me that we don't really give God the honor that he's due. What we see as rules and restrictions with Christianity is actually proof of God's love for us because he's trying to protect us. And so many times we will partially or totally reject him once we are in church or supposed to be saved because, you know, as we read the Bible, we learn the things that he wants us to do or not do. And we don't like it. We don't agree with it. It steps on our toes. Yet we have to remember that everything about God is true and right. He is omniscient, all-knowing. So what can you make an idol? People, your spouse or your kids, politics, culture, money, your platform as a minister, fame, substances such as alcohols or drugs, vanity. You're always exercising. You're always getting plastic surgery to an extreme degree. Prestige, accolades, honor, degrees. You want recognition for those things above and beyond being recognized for being a son or daughter of the king. You want material stuff and you'll do anything to get it, including work yourself into an early grave for a house, cars, fine clothes. Your ministry can be an idol. Technology, your love of food, sleep, laziness, and social media. Any and all of these things can be idols. Now, idols are used by Satan to draw our attention away from God. He knows that you won't go to church on Super Bowl Sunday if you're a huge fan of whoever's playing or just football in general. He knows that you're going to stay and go to HEB and get your party packs and get your house ready for visitors and just skip church that day. That's making football an idol. And I love football, y'all. I mean, I'm a huge college football fan. And yet I know that God comes first. God comes first. Even when there's an SEC championship game with the Alabama Crimson Tide. Some of you have made your family an idol because you're so worried about losing them. And yet if you would surrender them to God and do things God's way concerning your relationships, everything would work out. Some of you have made your jobs an idol. All you want to do is make money to buy stuff that you can't take with you when you're dead and gone. Stuff that you won't need in heaven. So I need you to really think about, do you have any idols in your life? Maybe it's social media. Do you get up and pray and, you know, thank the Lord for waking you up and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. You know, what assignment do you have for me today? Is that your first thought? Or is your first thought, how many people liked my post? How many likes did I get? Ouch. You know, I could go on and on and on. I'm not trying to berate you guys. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I am, however, trying to make you think. Has this devil, our number one enemy, Satan, tripped you up with an idol in your life? If so, you need to pray about that. And you need to work on that or either get rid of it. Because nothing can be above God or even beside God. He is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, and sovereign. God bless you.